Happy Monday, everybody.
Did that feel like a really long weekend? I felt like it was a really long weekend. Very productive.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
I don't know.
Why would you feel that way?
Productive because it was like birthday stuff all weekend. And so Yeah, and so there really wasn't a whole lot like of free time for me.
Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations, you.
Yeah, you know, just turned a year older. That's about it.
How you feeling?
Feeling aight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you go rent a car?
No.
Because you could?
You know what? I didn't.
Okay.
I saved me some money.
Yeah.
And I just drove my own. But I can't wait until that day when I can sign for a rented car.
Yeah. Yeah. It is Monday, and we'll be waking people up, apparently, with this. Static!
It's Matthew for Albuquerque.
Hey, Matthew.
Hi there.
How you guys doing?
We're tired.
Yeah, it's Monday.
You guys are tired?
Bah.
As usual. Hmm. Exactly what
Monday.
I said.
Yeah.
Typical Monday feelings.
Yep.
Yes.
Man.
Did you have a really long, productive weekend?
I did. I actually was, you know, a little busy.
Yeah? What'd you do this weekend, buddy?
Let's see. Well, just sleeping in, you know, some basics.
Oh, so productive.
Basic.
But then I had to clean my room on Sunday morning.
Ah.
In the middle of watching my, what's it called, The Connection with Skip Heitzik on TV, the CW channel.
The CW, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that because I used to go to the 12:15 Mass and Holy Rosary, and I really don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the easier way to do things, the radio and TV.
Radio and TV. No human interaction whatsoever.
That's not good.
Let's just do this all through radio and TV.
But when I do have the chance, however, I will go in.
Oh, good.
That's good.
That is good.
Yeah. Anyways, how you doing, Mitch?
Oh, I'm tired. I'm good. Ready?
You
ready?
You guys need some chicken sound this morning to wake you guys up.
You know what?
You know what?
Maybe a little bit later. I'm like,
wow.
I just had like anxiety.
Over the chicken?
Yeah, because I was
Why?
So, I saw you turn
First
up the hotkeys.
First of all, it's a rooster.
I saw you turn up the hotkeys, and I, please don't do
You thought
that.
I was going to go for it?
No, I knew you were going to go for it.
Hey, Matthew, can we play a request this morning for you? We'll play anything.
Sure, guess in the spirit for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus concert, why don't you play something by them?
Yes.
How about Salvation?
We can do that.
We will do that. We will do that brand new stuff from the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. So we'll play that. We'll play that. You
Bye-bye.
Too, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. And he's right. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus tomorrow night.
You're like literally hours away from everything closing and you can't buy tickets anymore.
Yeah, so make sure you get your tickets today.
Yes, mystaticradio.com. Get your tickets there now. They are $15, which are super cheap. And then you get to see an awesome concert, and you're benefiting, or you're supporting Static Radio, because it's a static benefit concert.
Yep. Oh, man, just got a text from a dear friend, Nate Young. Happens to be the drummer in Amberlin.
Right, and he, what's February 11th?
Today is February 11th.
Okay.
And he just told me what's happening today. So, we may be talking to him coming up.
Okay.
Nice!
Good.
Yeah, except Salvation isn't loaded, apparently, so we're going to...
Yes, it is. Yeah. We have it in the system. It's played all weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
So it's Monday. 24 hours away from the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Do not miss this show. Tickets are only $15 today.
Yes.
Tomorrow you're going to pay $20. So you should probably get your tickets today.
We're really just saving your wallet for you.
Yes.
Your life.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we're doing for you.
MyStaticRadio.com, or if you are out and about, you can always go to Parchments as well. Tickets are available there too.
Yes, that's so true.
I know some people want like the physical, ooh, but this is my ticket. Yeah. Yeah, you can go to Parchments and get your tickets there as well. They're still only $15, but tomorrow they're going to be pulled from the website. You're going to have to get them at the door. $20. Which we're fine with, because that money goes towards Static Radio.
It helps us a little bit more.
Yeah, 100% of the proceeds go to benefit Static Radio. So, do as you will, but don't miss the show. It's going to be amazing. Spoken, Rest, brand new band who we're going to premiere a new song from them for New Music Tuesday. They're amazing. The opening band.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to them all weekend. They're good. Really, really good.
I've only heard a little bit, but I like what I've heard.
Yeah. So we'll be talking more about that right now. Brand new music from the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. The song is called Salvation.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Among Savages, Cold Wind.
Static Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning.
It is Cold Wind.
Yeah, it really is. As in, I run from point A to point B.
Was there snow on your car when you got out to your car this morning?
I don't know if it was snow, but it was frozen, whatever it was.
Like frosted over.
Yeah. All of a sudden, having to find that thing that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called a scraper.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah, the ice scraper.
I don't know. I don't know where I keep that.
Yeah, it's crazy cold this morning, y'all. So
bundle up.
Yeah, for sure. As the sun comes out, maybe it'll melt away this cold heart.
For sure. Oh, gosh. You went there. No big deal.
Or, you know, melt away the frost. Either way. So it is Monday morning. I'm hearing word. We're going to have some fantastic new music for New Music Tuesday. Oh, man, this is exciting. Okay. One of my favorite bands we play on Static. Hold on.
There's a cough button for that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I figure if I turn around, it'll be fun.
No.
Yeah, so I got a really cool band joining us for New Music Tuesday tomorrow. I'm in cahoots. No, I'm in talks. I'm in negotiations.
Negotiations.
For that to happen
Are
right
you haggling?
Now. Well, yeah.
Haggling?
Yeah, I'm a haggler. So also, Radway for you to get some new music from them for free. We'll have that tomorrow for New Music Tuesday.
Ooh.
Yep. So it is 6:30 on Monday morning, which means Mon-Newsday.
It's Mon-Newsday. Breaking news. A big magnet snap snags cop's gun.
Start over. That was awful.
I didn't reread anything.
You're
yeah.
Okay?
Go for it.
All right. Ready?
Woo! Breaking news. A police officer in Carroll Stream, Illinois found himself abruptly and embarrassingly disarmed while responding to a burglary at a doctor's office when an MRI machine's magnetic field grabbed his gun and pulled it away.
Sweet.
That sucks. Right?
Well, I mean, what do you do in that situation? So there's a robbery in progress, and all of a sudden, like, a cartoon? Like, this big, giant magnet? Just...
Yeah.
Oh.
Dang it. Can you turn that thing off?
Can you? I need my gun! Wow.
Well, I can't help you now. Now we're all in this situation.
At least it was just his gun.
Wait, hold on. What about the guy who's robbing the place or whatever? What does he have? Like, a plastic knife?
What are... Oh, Kevlar. Okay.
What?
Well, I was just thinking, like, don't they wear, like, bulletproof vests and all that? And I was wondering if that
That's
was made
word.
Of metal. Because that would have sucked even
What's
more.
What's Kevlar?
Kevlar. It's the stuff that they make, like...
Oh, it's the elvish thread stuff.
No. That's Mithril. That's what the little elvish thing is made out of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought
but
it was
it's
Mithril.
Impenetrable. Yeah, but either way, that would have sucked if the cop was running by wearing the Mithril. Like,
I thought it was Mithril.
Mithril.
Neither.
And then all of a sudden the magnet thing's like, stunk, and like he was stuck to it. That'd be even worse.
I'd be like, what? This is metal!
So at least,
this is metal!
At least
not
it was just
crazy magical thread.
Yeah. So, anyways. I'm on Newsday.
Breaking news. Sony wants to make a pillow that instead of just helping you fall asleep, helps wake you up.
Mm-mm.
In a patent filing. May the Lord bless you. Was that a sneeze?
That was a cough.
Oh.
I'm choking on hilarity.
Filing, the company outlines a pillow that would have electrodes and sensors on it and would make napping more efficient. That is so boring. That is so, so boring. How popular is Valentine's Day, you ask? Well, it's just pretty popular. Oh, wait, no. It's not as popular as you think.
Really?
I guess.
Oh. Sorry. It's coming up, though, and I've already, like, done things. I've already prepared for it.
Yeah.
If it's not popular, why am I doing it?
You're not doing it for anyone besides the person that you should know. You should know whether or not she likes Valentine's Day.
Is your tongue okay?
No, I'm not doing that. 60% will celebrate Valentine's Day on Thursday, making just about every other holiday except St. Patrick's Day more popular.
Really?
St. Patrick's Day isn't that popular?
Come on.
That's a bummer.
They obviously didn't pull frat
what day,
guys.
What, what day is St. Patrick's Day? Do you know what it is?
March? Wait, is it March or April?
It's March.
March.
It's the same day every year.
It is?
Yeah.
16th.
17th.
Dang it.
Yeah, you were close. No, you were wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to need you to restart this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just you got more?
Just one more.
My news day.
Breaking news. An alligator moseying through a Largo, Florida neighborhood has been rescued by sheriff's deputies and wildlife officers after it became stuck in a storm drain. This is boring.
Wow.
One more time.
Really? Okay, this is your last chance.
Hold on.
My news girl.
This is all lame. This is all really lame. Okay, just...
Ready?
No, I don't like any of this.
Oh.
This is boring.
Right, that's what I just said. I hate that I put that on there.
You got it?
Okay.
My news day!
Breaking news! In Sri Lanka, a convict hid his forbidden cell phone between his... butt cheeks.
No, he did not.
Guards came by, but as they passed him, the phone rang. Confused. Guards confiscated the cell phone.
So he literally got butt dialed.
Yes.
See what I did there?
See what you did there?
This is because it was on his butt. That was the most childish joke I think I've ever told on the air. And probably my favorite.
Should I read the Albuquerque one?
Oh, man, how much breaking news is there?
There's a lot of breaking news.
I don't know. Are you going to, like, stumble through it, or are you actually going to
stumble through it?
But... All right. Breaking news, Mon News Day, take 17.
Breaking news. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, cops are trying to flush out brazen bathroom bandits who enter restrooms and steal auto-flush sensor mechanisms.
What?
The thieves pose as plumbers, remove flush-o-matics, and sell them for $30 each on the black market.
Stop it right now.
They can't, that's not a lot of money.
They go all Italian job and like dress up as if they're part of the system and then steal the things?
Yes, the thieves.
That's happening in Albuquerque?
As I just said, the thieves pose as plumbers.
Yeah, I know, I heard that part. Really? That's in our town?
Yes.
I wish I could say that was like clever thievery. That's just stupidity.
It's just, they must just be bored.
Yeah, well, where do they get like, the, I wonder if they're really plumbers. Dun, dun, dun. That's where they got the, like.
They're actually plumbers?
They're actually plumbers.
Or where are the guys who are the plumbers and they're obviously not wearing their outfits?
Yeah, apparently it's easy to like steal plumbing equipment. What? $30? Really?
That's
all that for
getting.
$30?
That sounds like
stop
a lot
wasting
of work.
Your time,
okay,
people.
Maybe not only are they...
It's for the thrill of it?
Getting the thrill.
Uh-huh.
Or not only are they getting the $30, but they're charging the people when they go to their house.
They're not going to anybody's house. Or how many people do you know have an automatic flusher thingy?
At least one.
I'm thinking they probably go to places like movie theaters and stuff.
Here,
and like,
that's why they come here. They solo. That's why none of the toilets flush anymore.
I know.
You're like, why isn't this working? You're like waving your hand over the sensor.
So there's news.
Oh, and now we have birthdays.
Uh-huh.
That you just kind of led into that one, didn't you?
That's what you normally do.
Don't act like you know me. Just kidding. I want to wish a very happy birthday. It is February 11th, Monday.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of birthdays to get to today.
Really?
Yes, actress Tina Louise.
No clue who that is.
Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
Hey, Celeste!
Yeah.
All right. 90.
She is 79.
No, I'm pretty
today.
Sure.
Today.
Okay.
She's 79. Tomorrow she might be 90.
Yeah.
Today she is 79.
Whatever. I've never seen a single episode of Gilligan's Island before. Ever.
I've seen episodes of Gilligan's Island.
Moving on.
I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Burt Reynolds.
Yes!
Yes.
I was going to say 90 to be funny, but that dude's got to be getting out there. How old was Ginger?
79.
70... 5.
77.
No, that's what I was going to say!
I know.
Also, wow!
I know.
Burt Reynolds is 77
Weird,
years old?
Huh?
Okay.
He doesn't look that old when he plays Jeopardy on SNL. a very happy birthday to Sheryl Crow.
Hey, cool. 50. 50. Let's just say 50.
51.
Stop it right now. All right. I'm just going to add like one or two to every single thing I'm guessing.
And to Sarah Palin. She's parasailing.
Hey. What?
I just always say this. Sarah Palin, parasailing.
Yeah. No, got it. 49.
Yes, she's 49.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, it was only a matter of time, people. This is the best. I got it right. It's my celebratory rooster dance. Rooster. So anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
A very happy birthday to Jennifer Aniston.
Hey. 45.
44.
Dang it.
To singer actress Brandy.
Oh yes. 37.
34.
Dang it.
She's the same age as you.
I'm so close on these today.
Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child.
Yes, 36.
32.
No!
Also to Taylor Lautner.
19.
21.
Really?
He's 21. Only 20. And last, I saved this one for you. Last but not least, I'd like to wish a very, very happy birthday to Damian Lewis.
Oh, no way! Today's his birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Happy. That's the wrong one. I didn't want the rim shot. I wanted that.
Oh.
How old is he? If you get this wrong, okay, you're not a fan. By. If you get this wrong, you're not a real fan.
He's done such things as Band of Brothers. He was on a show called Life. Currently plays Sergeant Brody. No, not the reason why I named my son Brody, by the way, because he plays a crazy dude. On a show called Homeland, where he always takes a lot of awards and fun stuff, and he is 42 years old.
Yes.
Yeah!
Whoa!
No. Oh, I'm a fan.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes!
I'm so proud of you.
You said if I got it wrong, I wasn't a fan. And I'm a fan.
You're a fan.
That dude's an incredible actor. He's a Brit.
Is he?
Yes. He's amazing.
Well, that's it for the birthdays. Yes.
All right. And if it's your birthday, February 11th, happy birthday to you. Today, a major announcement coming up. One of the bands we play around here, Carol Hood.
That's right.
One of my personal favorite bands. Remember Tall Heart? Member of Under Oath, member of Amberlin.
It's a pretty legitimate band.
Yeah, they've got a major announcement coming up today. Noon is what
they've been.
That's what I hear.
They've been teasing it for a while now on their Facebook website.
Yeah, I can't break the
2/11/13. What is
can't break
that?
The news? But I happen to know, and it's very, very, very exciting news. We'll talk more about it, and maybe we'll be talking to those guys tomorrow. You never know.
Okay.
For Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. Yeah,
no, I didn't say that.
What?
I didn't say that.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way.
Okay.
It's exciting.
You're out of control.
Yep. 6:39 now. Happy Monday, everybody. Keeping it going musically. Yes.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Silent Comedy.
Good morning.
Bartholomew.
Static Radio.
Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
That's right. Also, we are T-minus 1 day away from Red Jumpsuit.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus Spoken and a new band called Rest, who is making their Albuquerque debut mañana.
I'm so excited.
That's incredible.
Yes, tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the Lobo Theater.
Tickets are only $15 in advance. You can get them at Parchments right here on the Calvary campus, or go online, mystaticradio.com, to pick up your tickets. I'm telling you, they're $15 today. Tomorrow, tickets when they go offline.
That's a pretty great price for an amazing concert.
You'll have to get them at the door, and they will be $20 at the door. So get your tickets in advance. Do not miss a show, because I'm telling you, Spoken always brings some amazing new talent. When they go out on tour, and this band Rest is no different. You can find out details on them at wearerest.com. They're a great band.
Yes.
So Rest is opening up. We got Spoken, and did I mention their CD is coming out tomorrow? They got a brand new record, Mañana.
Oh my gosh, they must be so excited.
I know. And
we're excited.
Yeah. And then the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. So tickets are $15. Get your tickets now. Mystaticradio.com. Speaking of excitement, Did you watch the Grammys last night?
I watched an hour's worth.
An hour's worth?
Yeah, I felt like, well, I left afterwards, but I felt like my life was complete when I saw Justin Timberlake on stage.
Your life was complete?
I was like, this is it.
Wow.
This is it. And then, okay, Jay-Z brought it too.
Yeah.
Like, that was a good performance.
Good performances.
He's classy. He's a classy guy.
Oh, yeah. He's so classy.
He's a modern classy.
So classy.
Well, his wife,
are you serious?
Jessica and Justin.
Oh, I thought you meant Jay-Z.
No, I'm not talking about Jay-Z.
I'm like, what are you? Who are you?
Jay-Z's pretty classy, too. I mean, him and Beyonce.
Oh, my god.
They got it going.
Yeah, the Grammys last night, some interesting. Lecrae won an award.
Yes, Lecrae won.
Boom, won a Grammy, which is super fresh.
There's still a few performances I want to go back and see. I want to see Jack White.
Pretty crazy.
I want to see Sting. I want to see.
That was the best performance of the night.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
I've heard so much. I want to go see them.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, my gosh, I want to see that.
Bruno Mars performed with Sting. And Sting took the second verse and chorus of Bruno Mars' new single. And then they went into this Bob Marley collaboration. And Damian Marley and Ziggy Marley joined him.
Was Snoop on stage?
No, there was no... I mean, Snoop Lion? No Snoop Lion.
Well, you know he's the reincarnation of Bob Marley, right?
I forgot about that whole stupid
and
thing.
And Ziggy was like, yeah, I believe you. You're the reincarnation of my dad. Why would you believe that, Ziggy?
Because they smoke a lot of weed.
Other
Let's
stuff
be
has
honest.
To be in there because does weed make you that dumb? Apparently.
Possibly, yes.
Possibly.
Are you kidding? Possibly, yes.
Moving on.
I don't, Mara, want to talk about this anymore. It's Monday. Gonna take a quick break. Coming right back. We got a culture shock from Two Door Cinema Club. Brand new music from the Almost.
Steve Ovich.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks! I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
So you missed LL Cool J last night on the Grammys.
Did he perform?
He did perform.
Oh, I didn't
with
see
Chuck
that.
D, Travis Barker,
Tom
Morello of Rage Against the Machine.
Are you
it was
kidding?
Like this
what?
Huge. It was amazing.
I didn't see.
And there was a moment for the Beasties. So, yeah.
Okay.
For MCA. He did like this No Sleep Till Brooklyn
okay, can
MCA
we,
thing.
Can we talk about the Beasties really fast?
Sure.
This will be really fast.
Sure.
So, I don't have cable. I have local channels, which means I have the cool TV on channel 2.2.
Nice.
And
I don't know what that is.
Every so often, I'll flip through it and be like, what is this? And I flipped through this. I didn't know this music video existed. Beastie Boys. And I didn't know it was Beastie Boys in the beginning. But all of a sudden, I see... On music video channel, Elijah Wood, Seth Rogen, and then a million other amazing actors.
Oh, yeah.
In this video, I'm like, what is this? I'm like, that's Beasties.
Yeah, it's a Beastie Boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen a music video?
And I was so excited.
Are you going to be okay?
Well, now that I know it exists, I don't know if I'm going to be okay. It's amazing.
Will Ferrell was in it.
Bunch of people. Orlando Bloom made an appearance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some good people.
Static Radio, it is 7:05. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
It is National Marriage Week.
It is. There's a lot of other things going on.
Yeah. So I found a list of things.
Okay.
Of things. Because, you know, coming up this Thursday, it's everybody's favorite holiday. Valentine's Day. That's not it.
Yeah,
that's
what are you
not
doing?
It says Love Boat. I was supposed to be the Love Boat.
That didn't
it's
work
like
out
love
way.
Music.
You know, that's been happening a lot lately. We
yeah,
should figure that out.
We should probably figure that out. So anyways.
So.
Coming up this Thursday, Valentine's Day. And according to Mon Newsday, which we heard this morning, mm-hmm. only 60% of people actually celebrate Valentine's Day.
Thankfully.
Which makes it the second least popular holiday of the year.
It's on the decline.
Which is crazy. I guess I didn't think about that. I didn't realize that. I just assumed everybody had to, you know.
You know, my first Valentine's Day, like real Valentine's Day present from like a boyfriend,
uh-huh.
doesn't count. Like it didn't even count. So I think it was just automatically ruined from the get-go. Because he like, I just started dating this guy
Uh-huh.
And then, but he had also just broken up with someone else. And so he gave me a Valentine's Day present for someone else. I was like, that's sweet. Thank you. I'm going to go throw this in the trash now. We've been dating for 4 days. Why does this dog say I love you? It's like a stuffed animal.
Really? That was like your first?
Yeah, I was like, no, thank you. I mean, I'll eat the chocolate, sure.
Well, glad you didn't cling to it and hold on to bitterness with it, because now you're married and I've got some happy stuff.
Yes.
For married people. For Valentine's Day. Way to rev up the relationship.
All right.
Yeah. It's National Marriage Week. You can always help with this. There's an app that lets you stay in touch with your sweetheart by sending cute little messages, share photos. You can manage dates. Huh?
Aww. Okay.
Create shared lists like vacation ideas, grocery lists, send hugs and kisses.
Virtually, sweet, of right? course. What if every time you did that, someone just came up to you and hugged you?
Some random person, stranger. Like,
at the grocery store.
Yeah, I got a hug-gram. Hug-gram for Michelle.
Okay,
yeah, here.
Cool.
Kelly sends a hug. Here. He smells like cigars and it's gross.
I'm like, oh.
Like, I think I just met Cupid. The app's called Avocado. It's a free app.
Okay.
Lets you stay in touch with your sweetheart.
I'm going to go and look it up, make sure this isn't some sketch thing.
You probably should, huh?
Go on.
There's another app called Becoupley. That's a real word.
That's not a word.
It offers fresh ideas for date nights. Dude, you got to have date night.
Obviously.
You got to keep that going. You got to date your spouse. Being that it's National Marriage Week, we want to encourage that. Dating and marriage. But I mean, with your spouse only. We don't want to encourage dating in marriage, because
it'd be a problem.
We want to encourage dating your spouse.
Yeah.
Exclusively. You guys are going steady, bro.
Forever.
Yeah. What do they call it now?
Going steady?
Yeah. That seems like so 1940s to me. I didn't even call it that.
Dating.
What did you call it when you were like, hey.
Going out.
Going out. Yeah, but you. Okay.
Hey, you want to go out with me? Hey, you want to go steady with me? Hey, you want to go out with me?
Okay. But then...
Or do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yes.
Circle yes or no.
There's another app called Treat. Lets you design your own greeting card using personal photos, custom text. There's also real greeting cards you can send to your sweetheart. App is free, but the cards are not. So, yeah.
You know, enjoy. I have an app that does that already, so...
Really?
Yeah. Postcards. Dude. You can put pictures on your phone on the postcard. It's really cool.
I
won't tell you what app it is because it costs, but you do that. And
is it Red Stamp?
No.
Red Stamp, it's an app that lets you send a personalized Valentine via email or text. And if, you know, you want to cling to the old-fashioned snail mail, you can actually write a love note out. And they'll print it and post it. But, of course, that does cost. So.
This is really cute. No, they did a good job with this
Avocado?
Free app. Avocado? No, I've looked up all of them so far. They're also so far so good. So far, good.
Here's the deal. There's an app called Open Table that helps you guys out there because, well, let's be honest. Valentine's Day is Thursday. How many of you already have dinner reservations set up?
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
And considering it's Monday, the week of Valentine's Day, you should probably get to that. However, Open Table, an app that actually eliminates the crazy calling and checking.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you know what's available in your city by glancing this app and tells you what places still have reservations, what don't, so you don't waste your time calling 17 restaurants because it's Wednesday at, 7:30 p.m.
Super helpful, because this past Friday we went out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Hour wait? 1 hour wait.
Wow. You don't have to tell me.
It was a steakhouse out in the back.
Ah, yes. All right. Crikey. Yeah, gotcha. An hour wait. See, I always get bummed out, but I'm the type of person that will just wait.
Because
you're already at the restaurant.
And
like,
we had really good water.
It's going to be a 2.5 hour wait. And you figure by the time you get in the car,
drive
somewhere else, actually find a parking spot, get in there, probably going to be a solid wait there as well. So you might as well just stay put and wait it out.
Yeah, so that's what we did. Plus, there was really good water. Like, literally, they just had oranges in the water. It was so refreshing. I drank a lot of that.
Their water was fantastic.
Amazing. It was
iced. You can get that for free a lot of places.
Oh, that was free?
Yeah.
It was free.
Okay.
It came in a nice little...
Time is money.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't free, bro. You sat there for an hour waiting.
Yeah.
Hopefully Kelly's listening. Don't be left out in the cold, bro. Reservations. Are you guys doing anything for Valentine's Day?
No.
You guys celebrate Valentine's Day?
You know what? If we are doing anything, it's because he planned it.
There you go.
So it's a surprise so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. We're totally doing something, too. No, we're actually not.
Good timing.
I don't know. It's Monday. I should probably get on this. It is National Marriage Week. We are going to continue with that coming up. I actually have a list of the top Valentine's Day turnoffs for your spouse.
Oh,
all right?
Awesome.
Things not to do on Valentine's Day. We really want to help you guys out.
Yeah, we're just going to, you know, let you in on a few secrets.
Yeah, make sure that you're taking care of this Valentine's Day for National Marriage Week, mm-hmm. which actually wraps up on Valentine's Day.
Ooh, makes sense.
So, yeah, we'll be doing that coming up. But first, we should probably take care of some traffic.
The road is closed due to construction unser south between McMahone and Bandelier. Or McMahon, whichever one you want to say. Spelled Mahone.
Yeah, it's McMahon.
So, McMahone.
Yeah, it's
McMahone.
Yeah.
It sounds like Spanish or something.
Yeah. But it's English, so it's McMahon.
It's McMahone. If it's English, it's Ahone. McMahone.
Ah!
Moving on. Left lane is closed on Wyoming between San Antonio, Harper Drive, and Paseo del Norte. Bridge repair at Montaño, Northwest at Culture. Let me go ahead and look through all of this. There's a bunch of construction. There are ramp restrictions. I-25 south at Avenida Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And do not forget, as you're heading over to SoPo, just walk next door to Parchments and pick up your tickets.
That's right.
For tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30.
Be there.
Yeah, red jumpsuit apparatus spoken and rest. You can get your tickets and details at mystaticradio.com or come on down to Parchments. Grab your tickets.
And then come hang out with us.
Yay. Got some John Mark McMillan. Song's called Economy. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Outsiders need to breathe. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. 7:32 now. Happy Monday, everybody. It is National Marriage Week. We started this on Thursday with Pastor Jarrett, and we're talking about this.
It continues through Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day being the final day of National Marriage Week, and so trying to help you out.
Yes.
I've got a minor game that we got to play, though, to prepare for this, because I've got a list of the worst gift ideas for Valentine's Day. And just want to help people out. You know, you've got a couple days.
Of
course,
nice.
Being that it's Monday, February 11th, if you don't have an idea of what you're getting your significant other for Valentine's Day, dude, you in trouble.
Oh, well, that's funny because I still don't know.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I don't celebrate this day. This isn't a day I'm like looking forward to and planning for days or weeks or whatever ahead of time.
We mentioned this earlier, actually. Valentine's Day is the second least celebrated holiday in the nation.
Maybe it shouldn't even be a holiday. It's like Pluto was out of the solar system for X amount of time, so they disincluded him as a planet. Him.
So we just disinclude Valentine's Day as a holiday.
Yes.
That makes sense.
It's so...
be helpful. This is an expensive week because...
We all liked Pluto more than we liked Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day the 14th, my brother's birthday the 15th, my mom's birthday the 17th.
My sister-in-law's birthday is the
15th. It's always expensive.
My mom's birthday's tomorrow.
Nice.
Yes. So many birthdays.
So many February birthdays for you guys.
Ugh.
What's 9 months before February? And what was happening in your family's
life? It's springtime.
Ah, okay.
Everyone's happy and they're joyful. Trust me, I've been through this.
Okay.
Like, what is going on nine months prior to this?
Yeah. So, we've got a list of the worst Valentine's Day gift ideas to help you out. I guess, you know, we should have done the best, but we're easy. We're better at picking the worst.
Yes.
But to get us started, I have a game for us.
Okay.
All right. It's the worst scenario. I'll give you some bad scenarios.
Okay.
You have to correctly guess got more votes in an online survey as the worst.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I can do this.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Going to do a national online survey. People were asked to pick the worst.
Worst.
They voted, the votes are in, and you have to guess. All right. Option A, a restaurant meal with a hair in it, or a restaurant meal that's cold.
The
worst.
The hair. Dude, I got... Okay.
81% of people said a restaurant meal with hair in it, which leaves 19%.
The one restaurant that I've been to where I got a piece of hair in my food, I can't go back. It's not that I don't want... I can't go back because I'm so grossed out.
Really?
Because it wasn't just like a little hair. It was like a 2 foot long hair.
Like 2 foot long hair,
I'm not,
really?
Okay. I'm not joking.
Two foot.
Like I was holding... Yes. It was bad. And it... that was just shoved into the hamburger.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go back. Mm-mm. It's gross.
All right.
Gross.
You ready?
Yes.
The game is pick the worst.
Okay.
This one's a little harder, in my opinion. All right. What is the worst? The person in front of you texting throughout a movie, or the person behind you crunching popcorn throughout the movie?
B. Crunching popcorn throughout the movie.
Ooh.
Really?
According to a national online survey, 59% of people said the person in front of you texting throughout a movie. Way more annoying. To the 41% who said crunching popcorn through a movie. Yeah, dude,
I can't
because...
I stand eating sounds, though.
If a person is in front of you, like, texting and the light is illuminating, like, directly on you, you're not even looking at the screen because you're so distracted by what's happening in front of you.
They just have to turn their brightness down.
Wow. I would be... No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
The crunching. I remember one time there was this little boy sitting next to me and crunching his popcorn. I just plugged my left ear like the entire movie. I was like, I can't freaking stand this. Who gave this kid so much popcorn? It was awful.
The game is pick the worst. Here we go. All right. Pick the worst. Talking to someone who has food stuck in their braces. I love that. You immediately put your tongue to your teeth.
Teeth.
Did you see Faith Hill last night?
Yeah.
She had braces.
Oh, I didn't notice.
She showcased her brand new braces.
Aw, that's cute.
Or talking to someone who has food stuck in their beard.
Beard.
Oh. I'm going to go shave immediately. 61% of people said talking to someone who has food stuck in their beard is way worse than braces.
Agreed.
Oh, they lied, whoever just called in. All right, you ready?
Yes.
I got two more for you.
Okay.
According to a national online survey, you got to pick the worst, according to people who voted. Pick the worst. Garlic breath or morning breath?
Morning breath.
Wow, you didn't even... You didn't even flinch on that one.
No.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. 74% of people said morning breath. Worse than garlic breath. Static.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
Okay, so back to your second question, the whole popcorn and phone thing.
Yes.
Okay, the reason why most people would rather have somebody chewing on popcorn is you're probably doing it with them.
Yeah, true.
I guess that's true. Not me. I hate popcorn.
Oh, Mitch, you're missing out.
You got to do the popcorn with, like, the hot tamales and, like...
No, it's all gross.
All up and...
It's all pretty gross. I don't like popcorn.
Oh, man.
And the kernels get stuck in your... Shoved in your gums and you get a crazy infection.
Or stuck in your beard. In
or
which
your
case,
beard.
You know, people don't want to talk to you,
exactly.
According to the survey. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right on, man. Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Call. 505-338-3700. I'll tell you what I cannot stand. I don't mind movie theater popcorn. I cannot take the bagged popcorn, like microwavable popcorn... Because it makes your house smell nasty, like...
For about 2 weeks.
Weird chemicals.
And if you burn it, ugh.
It's over.
That's like here in the office. Somebody always burns popcorn.
I'm not Moses. I'm just kidding.
You can't blame him for
he
that.
He did that once, like, 4 years ago. Still haven't. I'm like, love keeps no record of wrongdoing. Moses! Burnt the popcorn 4 years ago! It was so gross.
I don't think it's him anymore.
No, I don't think so.
It's someone else. I think he learned his lesson.
I can't do microwavable popcorn. The smell just like takes over. It's the worst.
Do you pop it on the stove then, or
no? I don't.
Don't
have, I don't like popcorn at home.
Okay.
I'm telling you. If,
I don't like popcorn ever.
Blah. So okay. Oh man.
Next.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Okay. This is the last one. Pick the worst. This is a tough one. According to a national online survey, wow, they were asked to pick the worst. Here are your options. People who sneeze at the salad bar, or people who pass gas on the elevator.
Oh, come on. Those are both vile.
Pick the worst. Pick the worst. According to America.
Okay.
According to America.
Sneezing on the... Okay.
Sneezing at the salad bar. Not on.
At the salad bar.
Sneezing at the salad bar.
Okay, so it's not... It's not like for sure that any of it is on the food.
Stuck on an elevator
and
with a crop
duster.
And we
can probably walk away from it and then come back and forget about it. But the elevator is like, you're in an enclosed room.
You're breathing in that dude's
and you
butt
can't
particles.
Help it. You, oh my gosh.
That's what it is. That's really what
it
is.
No, I know. That's what makes the smell.
Yeah.
Okay, B, the elevator.
All right. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because that's vile. No! No!
Sorry, wrong.
No.
According to the survey...
What do you think?
People who sneezed at the salad bar, 56% of people said, that's the worst.
It's not even sneezing on the salad bar. It's at the salad bar.
I don't know. Have you seen that commercial that, like,
you can't
nude,
help that.
Cable commercial where it's like, that's worse than, and a guy is at the dentist and the dentist, like, sneezes in his mouth? I cry, like, every time that commercial comes on. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
God,
it's one of the whoever wrote that ad campaign
genius.
Is a genius because those are brilliant.
I'm going to the dentist this week. I'm going to make him put that little mask
that's
on.
That's gross.
Please don't sneeze in my mouth. Please don't sneeze in my mouth.
Yeah, dude. That's nasty. To me, I don't know.
Okay, sneezes.
Gas is natural. That's like you can just waft it.
Oh, but sneezes? But sneezes are not natural.
No, well.
Sneezes, they're not natural, and they are awful.
Touché.
No, dude. Okay. Sneezing. I am so confused by sneezes because I can always feel my sneeze coming. Like, I know it's about to happen.
Right.
And so I can prepare for it, which means I can, if I
cover
want to.
Cover your hands.
Well, no, I could
arm.
I can maybe find a tissue in time, but.
Wait until you have a kid, bro.
Hold on. No, no, no. I babysat, daycare. I know that it's all through the nose. I'm like, open your mouth when you sneeze, and that way I don't
know
if there's nasty boogers.
Doesn't matter. Brody's in car seat now, and that takes two hands to carry a car seat.
Okay.
So this weekend, we're out and about and, you know, getting ready to sell this house, and I'm telling you, like, I don't know what it is. Maybe, like, at those home improvement places, there's just dust everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like there, and there's
inhaling
people
sawdust.
Everywhere, and I've got the car. I'm holding the car seat with both hands. What do you do in that situation?
Throw him.
You do. So it's hard. You gotta like, you trust me as a parent. You'd like master the art of like the quick reflex into the like shoulder, forearm, something like. Yeah.
I can make my sneezes nothing. I can make them no sound, nothing.
No.
But here's the thing that I don't understand.
All right.
Is when people don't feel them coming along.
Right.
And then they just sneeze everywhere. It's like, wait, you didn't even try. You didn't try to cover
Which
that.
Which is why that one. I
and
can't
now,
believe you picked the passing gas on an elevator.
Because that is like... That you can hold back. So someone who did that, it's like, are you kidding me right now? We're on an elevator for at least two more floors. Did you do this as soon as you walked in?
You know what? Maybe what happened was...
He did it outside,
but it carried in, and then the elevator doors closed and cut it off, like, in the elevator.
That's worse
than death.
That's how that movie Devil started. Someone passed gas. And now they're all stuck in an elevator because the devil was angry. I won't tell you who the devil is in that movie, just
man.
In case you watch it.
Coming up tomorrow night, it is the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in concert. Opening up band called Rest. We're going to premiere a new song from them tomorrow for New Music Tuesday. You don't want to miss that. They're an incredible band.
I'm excited to hear them live. I'm excited to hear all of these bands live.
Yeah, Spoken has a new record releasing tomorrow. They're going to be doing their record release party as part of this show. And then headlining, of course, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Tickets are only $15 for this show. You can get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. You do not want to miss out on this.
No, you don't. Like, once again, mystaticradio.com. The tickets are only on sale for a little bit longer.
Yeah, tomorrow, day of show, they're going to go away, and you're going to have to buy your tickets at the door. Did I mention they're $20 at the door? So, 15 in advance saves you $5 a ticket. I don't care how you get them. You just need to get them because it's going to be an incredible show. And all the proceeds benefit Static Radio.
I care how people get them because what if they're like, somebody's like selling them on the
scalping
side of the road?
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to sell out.
Yeah.
The last few at the Lobo sold out.
Yes.
So people standing in line around the corner and then it's like, sorry, we brought a we're going to have this megaphone. So you get to be the one that goes out and says,
go home.
Sorry, everybody.
You may now turn around and walk back to your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to be enthusiastic about it either.
No. So make sure you get your tickets in advance, mystaticradio.com. Or if you want actual physical tickets, come on down to Parchments right here on Calvary's campus. You can pick up your tickets that way as well. Tickets are only $15. And we'll see you tomorrow night for the show for sure.
Yes.
I'm excited. Hey, it is Monday, which means coming up 9 o'clock, cover to cover.
Yes.
So you get your suggestions in facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I have a good suggestion.
Yeah?
Red jumpsuit apparatus.
Oh, yeah, because the show's tomorrow.
Yeah, but we'll see if we get any better.
Didn't we just do that? No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We chose not to, huh? You're right. You're right.
So we, maybe.
Maybe, we'll see.
We'll see.
Coming right back, we got the Rocket Boys for you. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
We'll be right back.
Mad Lib Monday. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. All right, 7:48 now. I cannot believe this.
Oh, my gosh. Who are we?
I don't know.
Are we even real?
Well, I don't believe so. We're behind the times right now because we're running a little late on this.
Just another Mad Lib Monday.
How do we forget?
I don't know. I would like to apologize to everyone.
I know.
About our inconsistency right now.
I know.
505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday. We do this every Monday. I don't know how we forgot today, but thank you, Ryan, on Facebook for reminding us. Give us a call right now, 505-338-3700. We need some words.
It's National Marriage Week, so we got a couple to choose from. We could do
that one.
That one?
Sure.
All right.
Yes.
All right. I was going to say, there was a few options for love. Because it's Valentine's Day.
Were there other options than that?
Yeah, like there was one for a dream girl, description of a dream girl.
Okay.
Could have done that one. I like this wedding. It's National Marriage Week. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. The phone lines are open. Time for Mad Lib. Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday.
How could we ever forget?
Love.
Oh, that's funny. I need an adjective and I just got a text from Dave the Drummer Dave. Saying sunny as an adjective.
Okay.
All right. Apparently, we're gonna start it there.
We always need about 17,000 adjectives. So
yeah.
Go ahead and call in now with your adjectives.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number to get in on Mad Lib Monday. Today, in honor of National Marriage Week, we're going to do one on love and marriage.
Love and marriage.
Yes.
This is better.
Ah, yes. So,
I'd rather listen to this.
I gotta move these things over here. Okay. So tell us what you think. Mad Lib Monday? You want to be a part of it?
Well, I'm at this website right now.
Yeah.
That has like a list of adjectives because we always need way too many.
Yeah.
And they have like different types. Appearance adjectives, color adjectives, condition adjectives, feelings adjectives, sound, size, shape, adjectives, time. Why? There's so many.
Well, I need an adjective.
Okay, I can give you one.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Okay, you give me one.
It can be any type of...
Any adjective.
Damaged.
All right.
For wedding.
Wow. Person in room, female.
Oh, that'd be me.
Mitch. Person in room, male.
I don't know about that one. Are we going to get married in this
why I'm like, I don't want to do that. Who else is in the room? Well, there's a great skateboard of Jesus in the room.
I don't think I want to do that either.
Static.
Hey, adjective?
Yes.
Impetuous.
Impetuous. Also, can you give us a name of a random guy?
Bill Lawrence.
Let's just go with Bill.
Bill.
All right,
thank you.
Here's your call. Bill.
And...
Oh, we need an adverb.
Hold on.
505-338-3700, the phone number. In honor of National Marriage Week, we're doing a marriage Mad Lib.
That sounds like fun.
505-338-3700, the phone number. You can also Facebook us, because we randomly get lists.
You know, our Mad Lib last week was like deja vu.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Because it was just, I felt like we already did that one.
Yeah.
Adverb, list of adverbs. Don't mind if I do, momswhothink.com.
We need people to call in for Mad Lib Monday. 505-338-3700. We missed it.
I know. Gosh.
Ryan went to work.
I think that's why this is so difficult right now, because everyone's like, I'm at work, bro. I can't call you.
No, man. It's like just before 8. I can't do it. Okay, I need an adverb.
Adverb?
Yeah.
Awkwardly.
Ah.
Ah.
Awkwardly. Mm. Whoops.
L-Y. There you go.
What was it, impetuous?
Yes. Now we need another.
Yeah. Static.
What's my word?
I need a noun.
Oh, sure. I had an adverb already. A noun. A cookie.
A cookie.
Cookie. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Right.
Static.
Hi.
Hi, I need an adjective.
Adjective?
Yep.
Static?
Is that an adjective?
Yeah, it describes something.
Yeah?
It's like a static. All right. Thanks for the call. Static.
What do we need?
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Bodacious.
Bodacious.
D-A-C-I-O-U-S.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Static.
What do you guys need, man?
I need an adjective, buddy.
Oh, yes. You gotta use it, bro. That's my word. Oh, yes, Lee. If it's an adverb, and whatever. Fix it up.
Oh, yes,
oh,
Lee.
Yes is
can
no.
We just do I?
I do oh, yes, I. All right, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
Did that help out?
I don't know that helps. Adjective.
Adjective. For him, put economic.
Economic?
Yeah.
Static.
You need another adjective, or what do you need now?
Yep.
This is from all, by the way.
Hey!
How about colorful?
Colorful. That's an adjective.
Next.
I like that.
It is. I can't see colorful, but I know colorful.
Oh, that's too sad.
Man, you went there. Thanks for the call, Jamal.
Yeah. All right. Have fun.
All right. Later. Static.
Hi. Oh.
Hey, I need a noun.
Crap.
I'm like, oh.
An adjective.
That is a noun. So
weird, crap. Let's do it.
Really? Oh, man. All right, give me your adjective.
Prodigious.
What?
Prodigious.
Prodigious.
P-R-O...
Yeah, no, I got that. Thanks, speller. Thanks for the call. Prodigious.
I don't even know how to spell that. Digious.
Boom!
Good job.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
A few more left.
Yeah. It is our National Marriage Week Marriage Mad Lib.
Marriage edition.
Yes.
Marriage Mad Lib edition.
Mitch is marrying Bill.
Apparently. You don't know that. We are not sure.
We're not sure, but I have a feeling. I mean, it's a marriage thing or a wedding thing. So
yeah.
We should have just made up two people's names. Yeah. Now you're marrying somebody weird that you don't even know. I feel like that's a mistake.
And I'm...
I feel like you should have waited.
You don't know me.
You don't even know Bill.
Yeah, but obviously we're meant to be together.
Static. Oh, I need a noun.
Stage fright.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We only need a few more words,
a
peeps.
A noun.
Yeah, need a noun. Need a noun.
Lamp.
Lamp?
I looked at lava lamp, so lamp.
I'm going to put lava lamp.
Okay. Isn't that like a script? Okay.
Static.
What do you guys need?
An adjective.
An adjective? Sickly.
Sickly. All right. Thank you. Static.
Do you need a noun still?
I need an adjective.
Oh, another adjective?
Yes.
How about weird?
Weird. All right.
It's Jamal again, and yes, I'm weird.
What's your noun?
My noun? I was going to say cake.
Cake?
Okay.
All right.
Keep that one.
I might put that in my back pocket. Not cake, but, you know.
Be really messy.
505-338-3700 is the phone
sickly?
Number. I need an adjective.
Is sickly an adjective?
It describes it. Sickly.
Isn't that an adverb?
No.
A lie?
Well, it could be, because if you're... Bleh,
you're like, feeling... You're sickly?
No, because an adverb is like an action word that ends in L-Y. So if you're...
Oh, but she looks sickly.
Right. It's an adjective.
Sickly.
Just trying to help you.
I'm getting it!
You're starting to. There you go. Oh. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Don't hang up.
I know.
When you call.
Another adjective?
Yes, please.
Trashy.
Wow. Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's National Marriage Week. So we're doing a wedding Mad Lib. Let's see what we got. Static.
What's my word?
Adjective.
Prodigal.
Prodigal. All right.
Thank you.
That'll work.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Static.
Hey, what do you guys need?
Plural noun.
A plural noun?
Yep.
Yodas.
Yodas. All right.
Are there more than one?
No, but I mean, you don't know. There's only one Yoda. However, if there were multiple Yodas, that'd be even cooler. And there's
it could happen.
Rumors that they're working on some solo Star Wars films.
Solo Star Wars.
Like young Han Solo movie and like a Boba Fett movie.
Oh, okay.
Like a Yoda movie, like standalone movies.
Okay.
We need a geographical location, Mitch. Hit me with one right now.
Switzerland.
Switzerland? Really?
Yes, because...
Okay. Because that's where your favorite band's from? No, they're from Sweden.
They're from Sweden.
Yeah.
Adverb.
We need one more word for Mad Lib Monday.
Pick a letter, A through Z.
F.
Fiercely.
Fiercely.
No, you had it. There you go.
Nope.
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 There you go.
Fiercely. Are we ready?
Yes, we are ready.
All right. Here we go. Mad Lib Monday, and it's National Marriage Week. See how we did.
Okay.
The sunny wedding yesterday afternoon between the damaged Mitch and her groom Bill was carried off awkwardly. The bride wore a long, impetuous cookie with static edging and a bodacious neckline. At the end of the colorful ceremony, there wasn't a... At the end of the colorful ceremony, there wasn't a dry crap in the place. You guys did this. Later at the reception, the bride's mother said, "The groom is a prodigious man, just the type of lava lamp we wanted for our sickly daughter." The weird couple left amidst a flurry of trashy congratulations to spend a prodigal honeymoon visiting Yodas in Switzerland. They're sure to live fiercely for many years. And there it is. Wow.
That sounds like an awful wedding.
That was the worst. Your wedding sucked.
An awful life.
You and Bill, bro. I told you to wait. Told you to wait.
You know what? We get each other.
Yeah.
We understand each other.
There it is, Mad Lib Monday. We do it every single Monday. Gotta take a quick break. Coming right back, we got the Rocket Boys for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning. There is stuff going on. There's road construction. The road is closed.
Okay.
On Unser South between McMahon and Bandelier. There's also more construction on First at Lead. There is... bridge repair Montaño Northwest at Culture, as well as left lane is closed on Wyoming between San Antonio, Harper, and Paseo. And road is closed due to construction. Just kidding. The right lane is closed.
You okay?
Osuna West at Pennsylvania, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
That was really overwhelming.
Yeah. I noticed.
I'm so overwhelmed.
It is Monday. It is February 11th, which means we are smack dab in the middle of National Marriage Week.
Mm-hmm.
Also, coming up on Thursday just so happens to be Valentine's Day, the quote-unquote Most romantic day of the year.
Can I also tell you what else it is?
What?
This is Just Say No to PowerPoint Week.
Okay.
It's also Random Acts of Kindness Week.
Okay, I like that.
This is Jell-O Week.
Okay.
It's International Flirting Week.
Okay.
With your spouse.
There you go. That's good. It's National Marriage Week. Why not?
It's also National Pancake Week.
Okay.
And today is Make a Friend Day.
Okay.
Clean Out Your Computer Day. Satisfied Staying Single Day.
Okay.
Also Pro Sports Wives Day.
Wait. Where are you coming up with
and
these?
And it's Peppermint Patty Day.
Like the peanut?
Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, the peanut. Peppermint Patty?
No, it's not about... No. Like the York...
No, the Peppermint Patty.
I know what...
From Peanuts?
I know who you're talking about.
Do you? Stever?
Yeah, right?
Right?
Man. No, I'm talking about the yummy candy.
No, she's
thing.
Wrong.
You're wrong. I think it's Peppermint Patty Day where we celebrate Peppermint Patty as one of the funnier characters on Peanuts.
No, it's about the candy.
What was her sidekick's name?
Oh,
I don't know. No.
Because it was Peppermint Patty and then her sidekick. What? No, with the glasses. She always called her Sir. Am I the only one here?
You're the only one.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I can Google it if you want me.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Okay.
Anyway,
fine. Getting
right
back
now.
To the topic. Stever. Oh, hey. Even better. Come on, Peppermint Patty Day. National Peppermint Patty Day. What was her sidekick's name?
Sorry. Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, Peppermint Patty.
Side.
Ha ha!
Kick.
Marcy. The glasses.
Yeah, Marcy the...
Come on.
I know who you're talking about now.
Static.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. It's Marcy, but I just heard you say it.
Thank you.
Huh?
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. There you go.
Do I look pale right now?
Static.
Dean died. I was going to say Marcy.
See, there you go.
Thank you.
Everybody prefer... You prefer this Peppermint Patty to the little chocolate treat that's not very good?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I prefer the character because it has more character.
There you go, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
I prefer the Peppermint Patty.
I actually am a fan of those.
They're my fave.
But Peppermint Patty was pretty hilarious.
True.
So.
True.
Anyways.
You know what's not hilarious? Penicillin.
Are you going to be okay?
I'm okay.
So for those that don't know, you guys need to pray for my co-host. You are having your wisdom teeth taken out.
Someday.
You have this gnarly infection.
Yeah, and so...
Because your teeth are growing in sideways or something.
They're all
you're
messed up.
You're part gremlin.
Yes, I'm a monster.
So being that you are so monstrous, they were like, so they're going to pull your wisdom teeth.
But for right now, take all this penicillin. And so I had to take it every day, and it makes me sick for a certain amount of time. And right now, I'm a little bit sick. But I'm okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Did you just do the cat fight? Yeah. For her tooth?
Yeah, because it's like...
That was stupid.
No, it's... Wow. It's like those saber-toothed tigers. she's got like crazy teeth.
I have monster
teeth. Like the saber-toothed tiger.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
I hope everything's okay with your teeth.
Thank you. Thank you,
It'll be fine. Oh, man. Don't baby her. Wow. You're a grown-up. Come on. You can do this. You can do this. You going to be all right?
I thought right now you'd really just make me feel better.
Okay. I'm going to. I'm trying to help you out.
Okay.
Because it's Valentine's Day week.
Uh-huh.
I found a list of the worst Valentine's Day gifts for wives.
Oh, good.
Trying to help me and Kelly out here.
Kelly and I. Love and marriage. I don't care. I'm sorry.
Wow. Like so Valentine's Day looming right around the corner. It's National Marriage Week. We've been talking about different ways to help marriages, to prepare for marriage if you're single. And with Valentine's Day right around the corner, we thought we'd help you knock your girl's socks off.
Oh, gosh.
Not literally. Unless you're married, in which case, whatevs. Then it's acceptable. I'm going to go.
Keep going. Next.
I have a list of 5 gifts that were deemed loserly.
That's so loserly.
Yes. So therefore, don't get her this. Number 1 on the list. I'm going to try and take a guess at what the worst gift
for a lady is?
Anything for, like, cleaning utilities. Vacuum.
Not number one.
Okay. But it's on the list?
Number three.
Nice.
Any kind of tool.
Okay. Here, I got you this awesome drill. You
hey, here's
those
a belt
photos.
Sander. Yeah. Practical gifts, at least according to this survey, are outstanding for Christmas and birthdays, allegedly, but not this holiday.
What?
I don't know.
Unless she asks for
it. No self-cleaning litter box for Valentine's Day.
Those exist?
Would you want one of those for the most romantic day of the year?
No, I don't think it's a romantic
day.
Hey,
honey.
I don't think it's
Happy
a romantic
Valentine's
day.
Valentine's Day. I got you a self-cleaning litter
box. You
know
what I think is the least romantic?
So you don't have to scoop cat poop.
Oh, it's so nice. You know what I think the least romantic thing in the world is? Here, honey, I bought you all these flowers. They were 4 times more expensive than they usually are today, but I got them for you anyway.
You don't think that's a romantic gesture
cool.
because they
now we don't get to eat for the next
to.
Now we don't get to eat for the next week because you just spent it all on dying flowers. Thank you so much, husband.
Yeah, that's actually not even on the list, but apparently that should be on the list.
Well, to me, I worked in a flower shop. I'm sorry, I'm a ruiner of gifts.
You really are.
Uh-huh.
All right, speaking of ruined gifts, number one, the sugar-coated or the super fluffy? I.e. the teddy bear holding a heart that you got from Walgreens.
Oh, okay.
Or the cheap box of chocolates stuck to a fuzzy stuffed animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
yeah.
want that.
They say unless your sweetheart is under the age of 12, which is really weird, save the plush pets and sugary stuff for your kid sister, not for your wife.
Okay, so that's more of like a cute little...
Oh, there you go, little sis. Oh,
yeah.
Little teddy bear for you. All right. Number two on the list of 5 things not to get your wife for this Valentine's Day. Something for you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch The Simpsons?
Yes.
Do you remember when Homer bought Marge the bowling ball for her birthday?
I don't, but that's really funny.
I think it's hilarious, but it's only hilarious on The Simpsons. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't buy tickets to a sports game unless your wife's really into sports. Huh?
Okay, that'd be good unless yeah. she really wants it.
Yeah.
Like, you know that's what she wants.
Yeah. I have a great wife. Can I just say that?
Yes.
When I saw the World Series for our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time, she wasn't the most stoked.
No, she wasn't.
Now, though, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know, we go.
Yeah. She'd really enjoy it now.
Yeah. I just don't think. Yeah. So anyways. All right. That's number two. Number three. You got it right already. No power tools. No
yes.
vacuum. No. Nothing practical.
Mm-hmm.
Practical gifts apparently are birthdays and other times of the year. Or maybe you just get her something because you say, I love you.
I feel like practical things like
April.
Yeah, like springtime.
Just
like,
randomly?
No, just like, okay, this is time we're cleaning the house. It's springtime. We start the garden, whatever. Tools.
I feel like guys can't win, though. I'm looking over this list and it's, what? Okay, hold on. Let's get through this.
Okay, let's get through this.
Because number four on the list is the easily misinterpreted, i.e., gift certificates for makeovers. What are you trying to say? We're not pretty enough?
Okay.
What? Huh? What? I need a makeover? I gotta go to spa because I'm not pretty enough? Is that what you're saying?
Gym memberships.
Yeah. Trashy lingerie was on that part of the
yeah,
list because
no.
they said, what? We're not sexy enough for you already? Well, I gotta wear this trashy dental floss?
Oh my gosh.
And or cooking lessons, it says.
That's
oh,
like-
well, I can't cook? What are you trying? Oh, my cooking sucks? What are you trying to say?
I feel like she's over-emotional and probably pregnant.
Well, that's because she's being played by a dude. So
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Okay.
Number four, the easily misinterpreted. Don't get that. Give a lot of thought to what your present says. Unless they've expressed a genuine interest, don't buy anything that aims to improve your significant other.
Okay.
Gym memberships. Don't
Nothing.
Do that. Hey, honey, happy Valentine's Day. Got you a gym membership. Got you a personal trainer.
Yes. You know. No. Thank you.
Oh, look at this. The fussy and complicated, last but not least. Stuff to not get your significant other for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
To really win her over, keep it simple.
Stupid. Okay.
Oh, look at this. A bouquet of her favorite flowers. Number one on the list for things that she would probably want.
See?
A nice
not
dinner.
Me. That would be nice.
Says these are the things that she really expects. Don't get caught up in the commercial world when Valentine's Day is just about being together and remembering why you love each other, so keep it simple.
I like that. I like dinner. That'd be really nice. Okay. Not like going out to eat. Like, we can, but, you know, a nice home-cooked meal would be nice.
Your husband, actually, this last week, had a wonderful home-cooked meal.
He did.
And surprise birthday party for you.
Yes.
So does he have to do that again this week since
no.
he already did it? Okay, Kelly, there
he
you go, bro.
Not.
Boom!
My
You're
birthday
welcome.
Is way too close to
You're
Valentine's
welcome.
Day for that.
Just saying.
I would,
just saying.
I would not want to put that upon him. No. No, thank you.
So there it is. Okay, the five things not to get your significant other for Valentine's Day. So let's talk about what to give. Because
okay.
they don't have that list. It's just a list of what not to do. So now I want to know, like, from a wife's perspective, because basically all these lists are saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. What should we do?
I feel like a surprise, like, okay, like, just being super sweet and maybe... See, this is just me, though. Like,
I don't care. We need help.
Guys
are stupid. We need your help,
bro. If I come home and the house is trashed on Valentine's Day, I'm probably not going to want to do anything else.
Because you're going to be stressed out and feel the need to clean?
Yeah. So maybe, and the thing is, that's okay. I would clean anyway. But if they did it, if he did it.
Oh, that just, yeah.
Or just, I don't know, just like tidying up.
Okay.
And then cooking a meal and just like kind of having everything taken care of where you're like, oh, I don't have to do anything.
I like that.
That's really sweet.
All right.
But that's just me.
Right. But that helps. We don't know. We're husbands. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Oh,
hey.
From the wife's perspective, for the husband to actually remember Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And just to say it. You know, just to say, hey, happy Valentine's Day, you know?
So that's all you want?
Yeah.
That's the
cheapest gift of all. My husband and I, we have two kids, you know, two young kids.
Busy.
And, yeah, I mean, just to say it, you know, he doesn't have to get me anything, you know? Because my husband and I, we don't even really celebrate Valentine's Day in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, just to say it. Just to say, oh, hey, you know, by the way, happy Valentine's Day.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I want. So, and I think people make too big a deal out of Valentine's Day.
Agreed.
And then they go, like, overboard. And then they make it, like, yeah, just too much. And then that's when they get in trouble.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because you're now the second wife to say, keep it simple, just thoughtful, and say it, and or clean the house, and or do something simple. But what happens when the husband goes, oh, okay, I just have to say it, but the wife was expecting more? How do we as husbands know the expectation of our wives?
Well, I think if she's dropping hints, you know, and
pay attention. Saying,
pay attention.
Yeah, you have to pay attention, and you have to know your wife.
Right.
You know, you have to know how she is and the little things she's saying before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. You know, if especially like around her birthday and stuff. I'm not saying treat Valentine's Day like her birthday, but just know your wife and know how she is and how she would act. And, yeah, just,
all right.
just know her.
So being that it's Monday, February 11th, the husband who hasn't paid attention and listened to his wife now is probably kind of screwed, right?
Yes.
Because it started the 11th.
Yes.
Thanks for helping us for 2014.
So plan ahead for next year.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So.
There you go. All right.
Start saying you're sorry now.
Okay. There you go. Okay, good.
Yeah,
because
that's
perfect.
All you could do.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
You too. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. Static.
Hey, it's Sunny.
Hey,
hi, Sunny.
One of my best Valentine's days ever. My husband showered me with kisses.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is he tied Hershey's kisses from little springs in the shower.
He showered you with kisses.
I just got that. That's
so
real.
I'm cute. Like,
that's gross, bro. Chocolate in the shower. Oh, right. Showered you with kisses.
And then he wrote me a really nice note about how much he loved me and why.
Wow.
And that was really nice. And then he said some other nice things over the years. We've been married almost 25 years now.
Ooh.
But it was really awesome.
All
and
right.
He just took the time to write a nice note.
I like that.
I think we went out for dinner or something like that. But the note, I still have it. And it was awesome.
Yes.
See, there you go.
We keep
like
those.
That. Really?
Yeah. We keep all of them.
Yeah. It was awesome.
All right.
So, just that time was really awesome.
Thanks, Sunny.
Thank you.
And good luck with your wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. We're talking about love. Week of Valentine's Day. National Marriage Week. We're husbands. We need help.
So better get to those phone lines.
Static Radio, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling because I had an idea for the guys who haven't gotten anything for their girls yet.
Perfect!
Go for it.
Okay, so the way that this works is the guy has to say, I got you a surprise, honey. And then the girl's going to start guessing what it is that he got her.
Oh, that's the worst.
And she's going to say, is it this? Is it this? Is it this? And then you have a list of things that she probably does want.
Okay. So you have to do that, like, today,
though.
That's
what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to do that right away, guys.
I like that idea.
That's a good idea. I totally fell for that.
I thought you were saying on Valentine's Day, so then they'd be like, oh, no, I didn't get any of this. Yeah.
No, so. No, you get to actually ask them in advance, and then you get to hear the list of things that they probably want, and you have a little bit of time to go out and get it.
I love
that.
That's
so sneaky.
That's so awesome.
Good idea.
And I have a question, okay, guys?
All right.
This is going to be my first Valentine's with my boyfriend, and I want to do something simple. I know guys aren't too mushy or anything,
yeah.
And I just wanted to make a simple dinner, maybe make steak and stuff like that, and just relax. Is that a dude thing to do? Guys love food, I know that.
Yes, that's the only thing I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what would you prefer, Steve-O? Like, if you...
Dead Space 3 for the Xbox 360.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're asking me! No, I don't care. Yeah, it's Valentine's. See, for me,
right?
I gotta be completely honest. I'm a dude. And so, if I got home and there wasn't a present and there wasn't like some crazy thing happening for Valentine's Day, I wouldn't be like, I can't believe she even got Valentine's Day. I don't care. I really don't.
So, keeping it simple, dinner is great.
Dinner's great, dude.
Perfect.
Let's rock up. Yes. Now, here's the thing. Can you grill a good steak?
I can do that.
Okay, because if you're going for it with steak, bro,
I don't even cook steak.
I'm a grill dude. I loves me some steak, and so I would almost be like, hey, can I just do this myself? Because if it's not done well, scary, scary.
I think he'll be happy with the steak, and
okay.
I think I helped out a few guys out there who didn't really know what to get their girlfriends for Valentine's
True
Day.
True story.
Thank you.
True story. So there you go. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
What's up? It's Eric.
Hey, Eric in Seattle.
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing?
I feel like I got to get you a theme song going on here. Yeah, how about
We've
some, like,
always talked
songs?
About it, but I haven't called in a while. So
I know.
We kind of let that go on the wayside. But here's an idea for Valentine's Day for the dudes.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
So what you do is you get some nice paper from either Office Depot or Papyrus. And you get on your computer and you write down 100 things you love about your wife.
Wow.
And then you write them. And then after you copy it down on the paper, you go cut them out and put them. Go find a little box at like Ross or something like that and put them in a nice little box. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, they love
it. My co-host is amazing.
My wife loved it when I did that for her a few years ago.
That is so cute. You've done
What's
this.
What's wrong with that? I got
Nothing.
A nice little box.
No, you
and
win.
I put a picture
That's good.
Up on the top of it. And it had 100 things that I loved about her.
I love that.
That's good.
100 little... It's pretty cool. They love it.
Did you start, like, let's be honest, when you get to, like, 87, did you start running out of things? You're, like,
rewording something that you already said?
Your
let's
ears.
Be honest. You got to start talking about, I love the toenail polish you wore. I'm serious, man. You just got to find the little... And it's pretty cool after you go through that exercise. It's really cool.
There you go.
There you go, guys.
All right,
Here's
man.
The idea.
All right, thanks, Eric. It's Seattle.
Later, dude.
Later,
Thank
bro.
Thank you.
That was good. That was a really good one. But come on. Okay, I'm going to have to do that now. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
100 things. Wow. It's a good list.
One of my friends, they have a board on their wall, and it says, I love that, or I love, and then it's like dot, 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 and it's like they have a chalkboard eraser type thing,
mm-hmm.
and they can put like something that they did on their board,
hey.
And it's super cute. And like, I love that you paid attention to me for this, or that you clean something small things that you wouldn't usually
acknowledge.
And
they like write it out every day.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's sweet.
Every day.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I want to steal that.
It's great.
That is a fantastic
And they both
idea.
Just, like, take turns and erase what, it, like, something was said about them. They'll erase it and say, oh, you did this for me, and it was beautiful. Thank you so much.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day coming up Thursday. I'm trying to help you guys out. Really, the guys. We're trying to help the guys out.
Yeah.
Because the ladies, I think they've got this holiday down.
Well, maybe. Actually, all I know
use
is
that
dinner.
Term loosely. Holiday.
Holiday.
I'm not a big fan, to be honest.
This Hallmark day.
But I understand why it's important.
It's important.
I get it.
Yeah.
It just feels very commercialized.
It is.
Because it is. So I like most of the phone calls. Keeping it simple. Back to the heart of things.
Mm-hmm.
Expressing yourself. Writing a love song.
That's what you could do.
Write a love song?
Yes.
With my guitar?
Writer, yes.
I'm pretty excited. My grandfather, on my dad's side, my dad's dad, used to rock worship back in the day, and I was gifted. It was passed down to me. His 1940 Gibson acoustic guitar, but it got moisture in it, so it split. Like, really mm-hmm. gnarly split. And so I had it restored, and man, I passed it off in, like, I don't know, December or something like that,
yeah.
right? And so it's been a while, and
like
I finally got it
thing.
Back this weekend. And
saw a picture. Looks beautiful.
It's beautiful. 1940 Gibson. It's like the original Gibson logo, way back when. And so I've been excited about that. So, yeah, I've been playing a lot more at home with it.
Yeah.
Because it's rad. You're right. All right.
There you go.
Too bad I suck at writing words.
It's okay.
I could do
Whatever.
Music all day long, and I'm like, you are my wife.
Ramona.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ramona.
So we'll have to figure that one out. All right, ladies, help the guys out. 505-338-3700. And... help us out. Cover to Cover coming up at 9 o'clock. You can get your suggestions in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Just talk about love.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's National Marriage Week, so thought we'd prepare everybody for Valentine's Day. And yeah. You want to get back to some normal
Let's
music?
Let's do this.
And then I don't weep like a
I know.
Child. All right. Moving along. The Modern Post latest song. It's called Before the Throne. Steve O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Micah Talks. It's not called Please, right here on Static Radio. Member of Anchor and Braille, as well as just all-around rad dude.
Yes.
Solo project is incredible. Speaking of good stuff, preparing for Valentine's Day, dudes, just go listen to that record. It's called Interesting Music for Boring People.
Okay.
It will prepare you.
That record is so beautiful.
So what you want then for Valentine's Day is to walk in the door, and Kelly's got this record on in the background, and yellow gloves.
Wait, why?
Because he's cleaning up all,
okay,
he's scrubbing
like,
the floors. You know those big yellow gloves that are like weird that like my mom wore back in the day?
I don't think I want Kelly to wear those.
Do they make those still?
Yeah, they do.
Like cleaning and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, okay, fine.
That's weird.
So Valentine's Day, it's coming up on Thursday. It's National Marriage Week, and so throughout the rest of the week, we'll be talking a little bit about love, about Valentine's Day.
Crazy little
things
thing
you can do.
Love.
Preparing you for Valentine's Day. Earlier, we had a list of the apps that will help you prepare for Valentine's Day. I liked a few of them. Avocado, an app that lets you stay in touch with your lady.
Yes, that was
you can send messages,
good app.
Share photos, manage dates, which is super important.
Yeah.
Shared lists, you could do vacation ideas, grocery lists, whatever. Send hugs, kisses.
You know what would be nice about Valentine's Day? Just kind of following up to what we were just talking about. They, having a plan but not having it rushed. Like, okay, well, we got to eat and then we got to go see this movie and then we got to do this. Like, not feeling rushed to go anywhere. Just
yeah, that's not
simple. Taking it easy.
All I'm hearing so far from every female who's called in is the idea of simplicity and like just... hey,
just
let's just relax.
You know what? Let's relax. We'll have a good night. It's not anything planned. It's just...
okay, we got dinner reservations at 6:30, but we got to make sure we get in on time because we got to eat because then we're going to go meet blah and blah for...
blah, blah, blah.
At 8 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, we got to...
and then at 9:30, that movie starts.
So we got to make sure we get there. We got to eat our ice cream, and then we got to get to the movie theater. We got to get there at least 20 minutes early because of parking, and I haven't bought the tickets in advance yet, so we got to get the tickets.
And the crowd.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's
going to
be a
and if you want popcorn or anything, we got to make sure we get in line for the...
but yeah. We do have 15 minutes of previews, but you
I'm
like
just,
the previews.
Like, stressed.
So, see?
I'm stressed.
Don't stress out. That's what I don't want.
Okay.
Like, ugh.
Thanks for caring.
Thanks for caring. Oh, don't stress. That's what I don't want.
Oh, I'm not talking about
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry.
Helps me so much. Oh, man. Coming up tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Yes.
Magnum P.I. No, not Magnum P.I.
An awesome show, though.
That's right. A brand new band called Rest, who we are premiering tomorrow morning for New Music Tuesday. You don't want to miss it. We'll also have Nathan Young from Carolhood on tomorrow morning, which is going to be great.
I'm excited.
There's a major Carolhood announcement coming up today that you don't want to miss out on. We'll definitely talk about that tomorrow with Nathan Young.
Tomorrow is a packed day.
Yeah, it really is. And then tomorrow evening, we will be down at the Lobo Theater for a fantastic show. Rest, Spoken, who's releasing a brand new record tomorrow.
And?
5 years since they have had a new record.
It's been a while.
So we're excited for that. They're going to have their brand new CD, of course, there and CD release show. And headlining the whole thing, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. It's going to be a show you do not want to miss out on. You can get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. You can also get your tickets here on campus.
If you would like to at Parchment's Bookstore.
Yeah, it is.
Right next to Solomon's Porch.
There you go. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to do Cover to Cover. Are we going to do Red Jumpsuit to prepare for the show?
I think RJA wins.
Concert warm-up. We had a few people mention that. So, looks like that wins. All right, coming back, we'll do that. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.